Today we pray for one of the largest cities in our county, and that is Ontario. Known for quite a few things, the beautiful Euclid Avenue that actually goes through Upland and Ontario. Gorgeous place. So it's the county's fourth most populous city after San Bernardino, Fontana, and Rancho Cucamonga. It's home to the LA Ontario International Airport, 15th busiest cargo airport in the U.S. It handles a mass freight traffic between the ports of LA and Long Beach and the rest of the country. It's also home to Ontario Mills, used to be the home of Ontario Motor Speedway, now it's in Fontana, and it has quite a few things going on. It was came out of George Chafee and his brothers, William and Charles, who named their settlement after the home province of Ontario, Canada. Nearby cities are Norco, Walnut, Diamond Bar, Fontana, Glendora, Upland, and Rancho Cucamonga. It has about 182,000 people. They have a University of Phoenix there, DeVry University, American Career Colleges. The median property is 375,000. 54% own their homes. Most drive alone to work. The average commute time is 30 minutes. And most families have two cars per house. 70% are Hispanic, 15% white, 6% black, 6% Asian, 1% American Indian. There's over 4,000 veterans there, a few in the World War I, 178, 1595 in Vietnam, and 1387 in the Gulf Wars. 27% of the population were born elsewhere, outside the United States. 76% graduated from high school. Only 18% have degrees. 84% are U.S. citizens. The median household income is $65,000. In 2019, the census tract was valued a house at $95,000. There is an average of 1.26 times higher of males than females. And the economy, we're going to pray about in a little bit here. So those are the basics of Ontario. In 1881, George Chafee, a Canadian engineer, looked at the land and said, I'm going to call this San Antonio lands and I'm going to buy it with the water rights. He expanded it to the railroad tracks and discovered the region had a great source of water. So when the land went up for sale, they bought it in 1882, began the centerpiece of Euclid Avenue, 8 miles long and 200 feet wide. The twin driveway separated by a parkway was seated in grass and lined with pepper trees. You ever get a chance to see it? If you haven't, it is a beautiful drive, considered one of the most prettiest drives in our state. So in order to use the land, they had to lay some cement pipe, which later became the San Antonio Water Company, and they drove a tunnel into the head of the canyon to tap the underground flow. Then they got electric power from it, and then the Chafee brothers, did all this work, so they went off to Australia to try to redo the same thing. Well, Charles Frankish took over, and he started a thing called the Gravity Mule Car, which served until 1895, which was replaced by an electric streetcar. So what it did is help bring traffic from lower to upper. In 1891, Ontario was incorporated and was developed as an agricultural community. Chafee College used to be located where the Chafee High School is now. Chafee College is now in Rancho Cucamonga. In 1923, some airplane enthusiasts established the Latimer Field, and from that on, aviation became more popular. Ontario's official song, Beautiful Ontario, was written by Paul Coronel in 1960. The official flower is the Charlotte Armstrong Rose, developed by a local nurseryman, very famous place, the Armstrong. So it is a beautiful city, so let's pray for it. We pray for their economy, the Ontario International Airport, that it will continue to be burgeoning and grow. We pray, God, it is one of the largest ones, employs quite a few thousand, 85,000 people. So does retail, manufacturing, healthcare, and the highest paying are mining, quarrying, and oil and gas, and then public administration utilities. So Father, we pray for the people that work at these places, the people that own them, and the people that oversee them, including the city council. And we pray, God, they will continue to look for ways to help the city grow healthily. We pray for the Chafee Joint Union High School District. that works with the other cities nearby, so all the high schools connect. And the Ontario Montclair School District, we pray for a revival on the school campuses. We pray students will rise up and share their faith with boldness like no other, that they will not be ashamed of the gospel. We pray for the many Christian schools that are in Ontario. We pray they grow. We pray they're strong. We pray they help them to be really strong citizens. And we thank you, Father, for that. We ask God that their crime, which is overall a D, we pray that the violent crime, which is D, will go down, and the property, which is D plus, and other is D minus. Their top issues is drug crimes at almost 14%, theft at 11%, 7% vandalism, and 6% vehicle theft. So we pray that these numbers will go down and that, God, people's lives will be changed. Their poverty is low, 6.2. So we thank you for that, Lord. So we pray for intercessors to arise and claim this land for you, O God. We pray for Christians to unite in prayer. And we pray, God, that the churches and community events and schools would pray for the lost to come to Christ. We pray for boldness to share their faith with signs and wonders that would follow. And we thank you that according to Acts 4:23, that's and through 31, that's what the disciples did after being thrown in jail and threatened and hurt. They came back and asked for courage. We pray that would happen in Ontario, such a large city, that no matter what persecution they might experience, that they would still stand up with a backbone, that believers would rise up with a hunger for your word and a thirst for the Holy Spirit. They would be quick to repent. They would be free from addictions, delivered from drug issues, unity in the families, boundaries for cell phone usage, that church leaders would preach with passion and that would lead people to repentance, that the gospel would transform lives, that older believers would be awakened, and people would return to their first love and revive those who are lukewarm. And we pray as a result of this, the city would be transformed and reformed because of the work you did in the people there. In Jesus' name.